Well, this is great. This is my old friend Irv Abramson, and Irv is a World War II vet of the highest order who has given a lot of his time, as has his lovely wife, to making sure the folks at Honor Flight have a proud Honor Flight, we call you, Irv, an Honor Flight veteran as well, who can get out there and preach the preaching that needs to be done about how great Honor Flight is, right?
Yeah, it's one of the greatest things that the veterans have experienced since getting home 70 years ago.
70 years ago. Now, Irv, how old are you?
I'm just short of being 90.
Almost 90 years old. And,
right.
And your wife and you have been married for 68 years. How do you feel? Is it going to last? Do you like, your chances?
Well, we're trying to get used to one another.
And, Irv, tell me about your service, or let's remind people who haven't heard you on the show before.
Well, I enlisted when I was 17 and wound up being a member of the 100th Combat Infantry Division. Excuse me, and went to Europe with them just shortly after D-Day. We landed in southern France, Marseille, about 6-7 weeks after D-Day, and worked our way through the battles of World War II, some 900 miles from Marseille up to Belgium, where I finally was caught in the Battle of the Bulge and seriously wounded at that time, and that ended my military service. The 100th Infantry was a very noted division during the war.
Sure.
And received a presidential citation for their service, and I was very proud to be a member.
And how many of the guys are you able to stay in touch with? I know we've lost a lot of them, but I'm guessing there's still a few around.
I think 90% of my outfit was wiped out, and with the one exception, I met a guy from the 100th some time ago at one of the veteran affairs. But other than that, not really.
It's amazing.
It's a pleasure to... No, I don't even recall his name. It's a pleasure to talk to all of it that served both in Europe and the Pacific in my travels along the way since the war and since working with Honor Flight.
Well, tell me about your life when you came back. So you come back from the war, and what did you do for a living?
My wife and I were in business in the automobile parts business for some 45 years in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And thank the Lord, we're successful and eventually sold the business, and for the first time in our lives started to do some traveling and have done that pretty extensively. But the big pleasure of our life has been paying back for all our blessings, and we do a lot of volunteer work. My wife and I both volunteer at St. Francis Hospital in Evanston. I'm a member of a commission in the village of Skokie where we live, and my one great love is working for Honor Flight, and I do a lot of speaking engagements for them. And
well, you're a great spokesman for them, Irv, because not only are you a decorated veteran, but you're someone who's been on the plane. So let's talk about that and that experience, because as you know, most guys aren't in the kind of shape you're in. Irv could race me across the parking lot. I saw him in last weekend, beat me coming and going.
I don't know about that.
But you're in great shape, and a lot of the guys aren't because of their age and the normal aches and pains and things that happen. What would you say to those guys who are listening who'd like to do this or maybe are considering doing it, but they don't think they're physically able?
There's an unbelievable crew of volunteers working for Honor Flight that make the trip absolutely a pleasure and without any effort. And I encourage anybody, any of the vets, no matter what shape you're in, if you're able to sit in a wheelchair, they're going to take you by the hand and treat you to the greatest trip you've ever had. And as I say, we've done considerable amount of traveling, and there's nothing like the trip that I took with Honor Flight to compare with any of the stuff that I've seen around the world.
And part of it, Irv, tell me if I'm right about this, but my dad was an Army Air Corps World War II vet, and he was more than willing to talk about it if you really goaded him into it, because I was interested in it. But to see him light up when he was around guys who had lived the experience was a different thing. And I would think as you get older and you don't have a chance to see the guys that you knew best and guys that were where you were, it's got to be a wonderful thing to not just be at the memorial, but to be able to share stories and talk to these men who also sacrificed the way you did.
Absolutely. You hit the point because we never wanted to talk about our experiences either to our family. Our closest relatives never knew what we did, and we didn't care about talking about it. There were some bad memories involved with the horrors of war, and until my granddaughters got into high school and wanted to make reports on World War II, and they cornered me and made me talk about it. I didn't do much of that until I got together with my brothers on the Honor Flight trip, and being with your peers makes it an entirely different experience. You knew what one another went through, and you could appreciate one another's experience. And that was part of the pleasure of the trip. Aside from the trip being fantastic and seeing the World War II Memorial, and it's absolutely a mind-boggling experience. It's both a thrill to see the stuff in Washington, but being with your buddies and being able to express yourself and return to those days, actually was a very cathartic experience.
It's a wonderful thing to hear and to come from you. It actually has way more impact than I could ever say or than any of us could say. So I'll say to you what I always say, my friend. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your dedication to Honor Flight, and thank you for all that you and your wife do. Because you could stay home, you could just watch the world go by, but that's not how Irv and his wife are made, and we're better for it. So you're always welcome here, and the work you do for Honor Flight will always be thought of in the highest regard. And I know there's a lot more to do because you and I are gonna keep running into each other, and it's one of the great points of Honor Flight for me to see you.
I certainly hope so, Steve. You've been a great promoter for Honor Flight, and you're our hero. You've done a lot of work for us, and not only spent the time, but some of your own financial stuff. And it's been a great help.
Well, giving back for the sacrifice that your generation made, my friend. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Tell your wife hello for me, and it's a great Irv Abramson. Remember, get to Honor Flight's website. We'll give you the phone number in just a second. And get somebody you love on an Honor Flight flight. Not going to cost you anything. And on top of not costing you anything, as Irv said, they have the medical wherewithal to get you there, get you back, and have one of the great days of your life. All the best, Irv. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. Bye.